Morning, everybody, on 88.1 WYPR. It's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Very pleased to be joined in the studio by our good friend, Dr. Carla Hayden. She was the director of the Enoch Pratt Free Library for 23 years. Her last day in that position was on Friday. Last February, President Obama nominated her to be the next Librarian of Congress. And last month, the Senate confirmed her historic nomination. When she begins her tenure early next month, she will become the nation's first woman and the first African-American to head the Library of Congress. And it is great to see you. Congratulations, Carla
Hayden. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to be with you over the years as well and share books and thoughts about reading and everything. So it's wonderful to be here again.
Well, it's terrific that you're going to start this next new exciting chapter. As you look at this, you know, vast expanse, this collection, the Library of Congress, what are your priorities? What do you think you want to, you know, sort of tackle in your first and early part of your tenure?
Well, one of the first things, of course, would be to make sure that the staff of the Library of Congress and the people who have worked so hard for so many years, and you've had experience, like, for instance, the music department. There's so many people that have made it into the treasure it is, to go on a listening tour and hear their ideas and to really get a sense of the direction that we could all go in with technology and the impact of technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of folks sort of think of the Library of Congress as an abstraction, but it is a real library. I mean, when I was a music scholar, I mean, I got a doctorate in music and I wrote a dissertation and I spent a lot of time in the music room, in the music department of the Library of Congress. They're incredibly erudite. They're very helpful. For example, every single doctoral dissertation, including, I guess, yours and mine, are on file, you know, in a hard copy at the Library of Congress. But people do use this. I mean, scholars use this from all over the world, and Congress itself uses it. I mean, this is a working building. It's not just a symbolic place, isn't it?
And I think that's one of the things that surprised me the most is when I talk about the Library of Congress and I've been in this process, people are not as aware that they can go into the Jefferson Building and see the magnificent facility, and also that they can actually use the materials. And you don't have to be a scholar, but you could be a person who's interested in all types of things. And the treasures that they have are just incredible.
And when you talk about digital technology and you start dealing with that new frontier, I mean, you've got companies like Google wanting to digitize every book ever written by any human. How does that, you know, feed into the work that the library can do? I mean, are you going to be, do you expect that there'll be just much more of the collection available digitally?
Definitely. And I think that there will be much more of the collection that people will be aware that is already digitized. For instance, George Washington's papers, people might not realize that the first 23 presidents, their papers are contained in their collection at the Library of Congress. And so they have, for instance, the inaugural addresses of all of the first 23 presidents right there with some of their inscriptions or their changes.
Marginalia, as we call it. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
To display during this wonderful time in the country. So part of the technology and the digitization effort will be to make sure that those collections are not only available online, but that people know about them.
Sure. On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. My guest, Dr. Carla Hayden, who has recently retired as the director of the Enoch Pratt Library. She becomes the next Librarian of Congress next month. The historic nature of your appointment, the first African-American, first woman to lead this enormous enterprise. What's that mean to you?
As a librarian, and I am a career librarian, it's especially significant in terms of being a woman because librarianship is one of the four, what they typically call feminized professions, social work, education, nursing, and librarianship. And so having a woman be the Librarian of Congress is especially significant for the profession. And then, of course, being African-American is just a double part of it. And so it really is something.
You were named last spring by Fortune magazine as one of the 50 of the world's great leaders. I mean, you have been roundly applauded for the work that you've done here at the Pratt over these last, you know, almost 2.5 decades. What's your advice for your successor? There's a search committee underway, you know, working to find somebody to fill your very big shoes. What do you want to tell him or her?
Enjoy the fact that Baltimore is a city, and I'm staying here. I'm still living here, and my mother's here. This is home. That Baltimore is a city that has a unique relationship with its public library. The Enoch Pratt Free Library is beloved by generations, and so you have a library that has a wonderful reputation professionally, but also in the neighborhoods and the communities of Baltimore. And so many people want to see the Pratt Library succeed and continue to thrive. And that's what's kept me here for so long. And it really is a wonderful opportunity.
How are things going with the renovation and restoration of the Central Library down there on Cathedral Street?
The renovation has started. If you pass by Cathedral Street and Park Avenue, you'll see scaffolding going on. The library's open. And you will also see wonderful things in some of the neighborhood libraries, too.
In your position as the most highest profile librarian in the country, do you have an obligation, or is it part of your purview, to have relationships with community libraries around the country?
One of the first things that I think will be on the schedule in September would be for me to attend the opening of a branch library at the Washington, D.C. Public Library in a neighborhood. They've already requested that. So that there is that relationship that we hope to build with all types of libraries, small college libraries, rural libraries, all types of libraries, and people could feel that this is their library too.
Your process of confirmation took a long time. It's not unusual. In February, you were nominated, and then, you know, it wasn't until this summer that it became a done deal. When people think about public service, when they're asked to, you know, leave the current positions that they're in to come work for the federal government, it's a challenge, isn't it? I mean, it took so many months and a lot of hurry up and wait. But what has that confirmation process been like for you?
It has been an affirmation of the fact that when you are asked to serve, and I was actually asked, would you serve as the next Librarian of Congress? You really are being part of a general effort to help the nation. And even though I'm not in the armed forces and haven't had that opportunity, there is that sense that this is not unusual that you're asked to have challenges, and that it's actually a privilege that you can do it. So I'm glad that I got a chance to serve.
And your position required Senate confirmation. So you had a Senate committee that you appeared before, and that seemed to go quite well. And Senator Blunt from Missouri
was just
a Republican, right?
In terms of his fairness and really looking at the issues. And I can't thank him enough for that.
Yeah. And of course, you had, before you came to Baltimore, you were in Chicago. And when you're in Chicago, I guess you knew the Obamas, both Mr. and Mrs. Obama, in some capacity. What was your relationship with them before you came to Baltimore? And obviously, that was one of the things that, you know, obviously influenced Mr. Obama's decision to nominate you. You were a known quantity to him, at least.
Actually, the nomination was more of a result of the library profession.
Because you had been the president of the American Library Association.
Right.
You've held national positions before. Right.
The profession really supported my nomination, and even before I was nominated, indicated that I might be one of the librarians that they would support. And so it was very interesting to have that almost synergy of actually having some knowledge of the president and the first lady from my time in Chicago, and this professional aspect coming together. And so it was quite something to think about, that 20-something years ago when you worked in Chicago and knew them, that here 20-something years forward, you would be president and a librarian.
And it's interesting, you are not the first, but you're one of very few, just maybe one or two, I guess, people as the Librarian of Congress who's an actual librarian.
Right. I mean,
most people have not been
in the third.
The third, yeah. What does that mean? I mean, what do you think your knowledge and your great expertise in the field of library sciences will that particularly inform what you're going to be doing?
As the 14th Librarian of Congress, I think my administrative experience and managerial experience and, of course, library experience will be very helpful as the library moves into another phase. The scholars that have been the heads of the Library of Congress really put the spotlight on that scholarship and the significance of the collections. And so each librarian brings something else to the evolution of the Library of Congress. So I think my aspect will be more of public access, letting everyone know about the collections, and then also managing.
Well, Carl Hayden, we will miss you at the Pratt. Thank you for the phenomenal job you've done there. And just best of luck to you. We're so excited
you're going to be able to start. Please have me back.
We will indeed. Dr. Carla Hayden, she will become the next Librarian of Congress next month. The search is underway for her successor at the Enoch Pratt Free Library. Coming up after a break for the news, this is cool. No, really, this is cool. That's the name of the current exhibition at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture, and producer Bridget Armstrong will give us a tour. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.